Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Check out the poll question on our Twitter today at 963 Cruise FM. Did Clayton forget Stacey's birthday? Yes, no, kind of. So far, yes is in a commanding lead with 100%.
And that is the correct answer.
Happy birthday, Stacey.
Thanks, buddy.
Happy birthday. This is how well we know each other. Stacey knew that I would forget her birthday. I'm not a birthday guy. I don't remember anyone's birthday other than my wife's. November 1st. And thank goodness it's an easy one, because I wouldn't be able to remember it. Either way, I'm bad with dates. You know that, right?
Yes.
Everyone has their one bad thing. Mine's dates. You knew that I would forget it, though, so you brought cookies for yourself for your own birthday.
I did.
Knowing that I wouldn't bring
cookies. Happy birthday to me.
I'm the worst. I suck. I'm sorry.
It's okay. And not to point it out, but you did say this morning, you were like, as long as you didn't get me anything for my birthday last year.
Yeah, and
which I did. I got you a 7-Eleven care package of all your favorite things.
It was a very thoughtful gift. It wasn't just like, here's a $10 Home Depot card. No, it was like all my favorite things in one bag, homemade card. And I love homemade cards. That's my thing.
I know.
I blew it. I'm the worst with this. How do I get better?
It's very easy. You put it in your phone, set a reminder. It'll go off and be like, hey, Clayton, tomorrow is Stacey's birthday. That's it.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, well, this is why you're the person you are, and that's why I love you.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
I don't know his birthday today.
It's my birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
Stacey is a fan of the self-checkout system. I am not a fan of the self-checkout system.
What?
It's time to put this debate to bed once and for all. We're going to court.
Oh, bring it.
We have each prepared written statements.
Mm-hmm.
I will be taking self-checkout down. You will be defending self-checkout.
I will.
Rock, paper, scissors. See who goes first.
Do it.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Dang it.
I broke your scissors.
Why did I go scissors twice? Rookie move.
You go first. I'll finish with my impactful statement.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You're conceding to the second half.
Sure.
Gotcha. Football term. It's okay. Look, I'm a reasonable guy. I understood when grocery stores...
I object! Just kidding. Keep going.
I'm a reasonable guy. I understand when grocery stores went from the cashier bagger two-person system to the cashier is the bagger one-person system. It's a business. You have to be innovative and make changes. But change doesn't mean completely eliminating a service that you should and need to provide. When the self-checkout was first introduced, it was great and a welcome addition. Two or three of them beside the plethora of human cashiers, great for people who need to get in and out. Now, the self-checkout outnumbers the tills. It's a joke. If you got $200 worth of groceries, you're either waiting behind five other people with $200 worth, or you're becoming a part-time employee for the grocery store for the next 10 minutes. You know what doesn't help? The worker watching you like a hawk to see if you're making a mistake or not, adding so much pressure to the whole situation. I'm sorry that I missed orientation day and don't know how to use the machines at your workplace. That's like me interviewing a musician and expecting them to push the buttons and watch the levels. But the worst part, the bagging area. My item is in the bagging area.
Your
Please
Honor.
Stop asking. You know what's about to be in the bagging area? My fist.
Are you done?
Yes.
Wow. That was heartfelt. Your Honor, if it pleases the court...
Objection!
I'd like to present myself as evidence of the effectiveness of self-checkouts. The self-checkout has made my life easier, making a quick trip to the grocery store for just a few things way less painful and much more enjoyable. It also helps keep my OCD in check, allowing me to be in control of my checkout process from start to finish. I will put that bread where I want to. The cans will be exactly where they need to be. The introduction of self-checkouts simply gives the option to shoppers to do it themselves instead of being pandered to by a cashier. You think you're too good to bag your own groceries? For shame. Asking for a discount to be passed down to those who don't use self-checkouts? I object. You may as well ask for a cut of the revenues of a wand wash car wash. No further statements of truth, Your Honor.
You know what? It doesn't matter who wins or loses today's courts. I think we're all winners because of... a great song.
So good. Here's some shocking news for you. 40% of Canadians have a negative view of Facebook, saying it amplifies hate.
Shocker.
I could have sworn that would have been like 80%. Of Canadians have a negative view of Facebook, maybe for different reasons. Definitely, I feel like social media does amplify hate sometimes. We've talked about the comment sections a number of times and how dicey they can be. But what's interesting is that, you know, as much as we agree that social media is not great, we're still on it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't, like, my husband isn't on Facebook. He does not have an account.
He's so cool.
He just never has been into social media. Like, when it first came out, he's like, I don't know how I feel about that. Never
he's
signed up.
All over the Twitter.
But he's all over Twitter.
Your husband loves the Twitter.
Yeah.
You know someone loves Twitter when they call it the Twitter. Because Twitter's kind of opposite of Facebook. Remember in the movie, Justin Timberlake, his character, dropped the. In the Social Network movie?
I didn't watch it.
You've never seen that movie before?
No, I can't
stand...
it's
just a good movie.
I can't stand that one guy.
Eisenberg.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Say my name. Eisenberg.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg. Breaking Bad.
Reference. Mm-hmm. That was a stretch. I apologize.
It's okay.
Facebook, though, it's one of those things, like, it was kind of like the original.
Yeah.
For social media. Sorry, MySpace. MySpace was like 7 months too early. 7 months too early.
It was a great stepping block for Facebook to jump on and crush.
Facebook's like the new school original gangster, right? Because it went Facebook and then Twitter and then Instagram. And then all these new things started popping up after that.
And remember
that.
How Facebook used to be? Like when it first came out, it was just literally about like... Stacey is having a sandwich. In the beginning, it was always like, oh, I'm on Facebook just so I can keep up to date with friends and family with pictures of the kids and stuff like that. And now it's like, I hate you.
Yeah. Well, it used to be like a way to check in, right? Like, it used to say, when you went to your profile, Clayton Croker is dot, dot, dot. And you would fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Clayton Croker is hanging out watching the Jays. Now it's, what's on your mind, Clayton?
I know.
That's what
How
it asks
are you.
You.
Feeling?
Facebook got rid of the is option. It was so wholesome when the is was there. Go to your Facebook memories and go back like 12 years.
I did.
And look at how cute your statuses are. It's just like, Clayton Croker is hanging with my buddies.
Here's
That's
the
all
thing.
Facebook was.
Exactly. 14 years ago, Stacey is saying, thanks for the well wishes. It was my birthday. That's like only... I'm also not a status updater at all.
No.
So that's like the only actual status that I think I have. It's kind of sad.
People are falling out of love on Facebook. Tell us how you feel. Just head to our Facebook page if you want to tell us. There's a funny video trend online where guys and girls will share their troubles when they moved in with each other, specifically each other's stuff, like stuff you hang on the wall. The video will kind of be like when you move in with each other and he wants to hang his stuff up, and it's like a Star Wars poster next to a Marilyn Monroe poster, and it's like, this doesn't fit at all, right? It's like the decors don't match up. My buddy's kind of going through this right now. He has an epic DVD collection.
Okay.
I'm talking like... six shelves worth. Like, picture your normal entertainment system, right? You got shelves on each side. He's got six rows. And we're talking, like, good box sets. The entire Sopranos, the entire Breaking Bad, The Wire. He's got all the legendary shows on box sets. That's, like, two of the shelves. And the other four are just these legendary movies. It's not like he's got all these horrible movies. He doesn't have Home Alone 3 hanging out in this DVD collection.
Okay.
It's good, solid quality movies. Office Space, Dirty Work, all the good ones. Cool Runnings. His girlfriend, soon to be wife, just hates this DVD collection. He's like, why do we have DVDs? We never watch these. We have Netflix. But it looks cool. Like, it's just it's a part of the house. You go there, oh man, I forgot about this movie. It's a conversation starter.
Well, and it also represents the work he's put in on that collection.
A lot of work.
Right?
Decades
it's not just like he actually went and procured all those movies, mm-hmm. and he's proud of it.
Now, it's not like she's unreasonable and saying, like, get rid of them all. She just wants them in a different room. It's like in the main living room
See,
area.
There's the problem.
You think that's a problem?
It... Obviously, when you move in with somebody, you're allowed to share space mm-hmm. and put stuff in certain places. But in my mind, that kind of display is like the downstairs comfy where you'd watch a movie place. The upstairs living room is where you have guests over and, you know, it's a bit more of a focal point. I have no problems with those kind of collections. I think it's mm-hmm. very cool. Sean has a very impressive compact disc collection.
Cool.
And I refuse to get rid of it because I think it just looks good yeah. altogether. But in the basement.
Well, it's just, you see those old CDs. No doubt. Oh, yeah.
I know.
I forgot about this.
For him as well, those are a lot of dollars where he went out and like bought CDs. Yeah. And so you have a hard time getting rid of them. I get it.
Not a lot of dollars anymore.
That's probably $0.
Just a reminder of what it's not worth anymore. The one thing is, like, it's I wouldn't have a problem with it moving, right? It's what she wants to replace it with. It's nothing like crazy special. It's just those generic house items you find at HomeSense and other home stores.
It's called decor.
Oh, a vase filled with rocks. A vase filled with twigs. A vase filled with both rocks and twigs.
Or the newest one.
A bowl with sand in it. What are these things?
Like, books, but turned the other way, like the spine facing the back, so all you see are the pages.
Books that aren't actually books, they're just decoration.
Yeah.
Why? Just get an actual book. Some of those items you find at like those home stores. Why? Yeah. Why?
That's a whole nother conversation.
Why?
World Cup qualifiers are taking place. That is soccer, in case you don't know, because you know what? Some people just don't follow sports, and that's what's happening right now.
Even sports fans don't follow soccer, especially in this province. It's still the, soccer. It's not like that anymore, though.
Soccer is making its way up there in the mm-hmm. ranks of sports that are doing really well and deserve to be followed.
Canadian-wise.
Yeah, exactly.
Worldwide, it's obviously still the most popular sport.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool for Canada because we are so far undefeated at the World Cup qualifiers,
mm-hmm.
and we're currently sitting in third place, which means that we could possibly go to the World Cup.
Well, yesterday we played Panama, and yes. Panama just beat the U.S.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is a big win for Canada. Beat them 4-1, but everyone's talking about this Alphonso Davies goal, and rightfully so.
David plays it down the line. Look how that ball staying in, and Davies is on it. Davies takes it away! 2-1! Davies has Buchanan!
Listen to the crowd, by the way.
Keeps it upset!
Davies,
are you kidding me?
You know what's a good play, by the way? When the play-by-play guy drops one of these.
Are you kidding me?
That's when you know it's a memorable one right there.
Not to mention, it's at home, right? Like, that was in Toronto. A ton of Canadian fans. It was just so cool. And like I said, you need to see the video because he steals the ball from Panama and just goes on to score such an amazing goal. It is so cool to see somebody from Edmonton, like mm-hmm. Alphonso Davies. And not to say that, like, he's just from Edmonton, but he's so close to us here in Canada. And to see him doing so well on the, like, Premier League side of, or not Premier League, Bundesliga.
Yeah.
Bayern Munich in Europe. Amazing.
And Edmonton, by the way, killing it. They got Alphonso Davies, Chuba Hubbard. He's from Edmonton, plays running back for the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
This is rookie season. Just listen to this crowd, by the way.
Keeps it upset!
Nuts! Hey,
cool.
I got chills right now, and
they're multiplying.
Can you imagine if Canada goes to the World Cup?
That'd be pretty cool.
And also, the next game is in Edmonton, November 14th, I believe, or November 12th, in Edmonton, in November, outdoors against Costa Rica and Mexico. They're not going to be used to those conditions, right?
Where is
Alphonso Davies playing in front of his hometown?
Yeah.
How cool
that's
is that?
Unbelievable. Oh. So the next World Cup. Oh, yeah, right. Qatar.
I know. But just a heads up, we both might be taking Friday off and going to Edmonton. There are some texts you don't want to get at work, and the dog pooped in the basement text, that's up there.
Oh, no.
Just got that from my wife.
That's too bad.
Kipper. She's blind.
She doesn't want to go outside right now either.
Exactly. It's so gross outside, but still. Bad girl, Kipper. Bad girl. I know you're listening right now, Kipper. Bad girl. Shame. shame. Going to work this morning, need some gas, so I take some money out of my TFSA.
Okay.
Get it? Because gas prices are so high.
Am I right?
Fill up with gas, go inside, and they're doing like the ATM debit machine switch over overnight.
Oh,
like they're transacting, like doing all the transactions, rebooting the whole system. They do it at 3:15 in the morning because only weirdos like us are up getting gas at that time, hey? So it takes like a good, I don't know, 10 minutes. It's a 10-minute delay. Standing there like an idiot.
Just, browsing
just
alone.
Waiting. Hey, just walking around, whatever. And I get a coffee from this place, too. So I go to pay for my gas, and the coffee isn't on there. And I'm like, oh, you guys forgot about my coffee. They're like, we're not going to make you pay for the coffee. You sat around for 7 minutes there, man.
Nice.
And I was like, I love that. I love when a place, they know that their service isn't the best, or they know it's an inconvenience, and they're like, I'll throw this little, it's worth $1.50, who cares?
Well, yeah.
There you go, least we could do.
And those small gestures, those are nice.
Now, I'm scared to give the place a shout out because I'm worried that they might get in trouble for it.
For giving you a free coffee?
Ever since we talked about those little peanut butter packets at breakfast places, mm-hmm. and how, I mean, who doesn't pocket a couple of those, right? Apparently, some people don't, because we got shamed hardcore for that. So they was like, that's stealing. You're stealing.
Okay,
you should go to jail.
No.
So now I feel like I just stole this coffee from this business.
No, they gave it to you.
See, in my mind, I know that's the right thing. Hey,
yes. And also, you should shout them out for great customer service.
Yeah. They were just beauties, too, and they were rushing. Like, they didn't have to rush and do that, but they were like, oh, man, let's go. This guy needs his gas. He needs to get going. I'm like, guys, I got...
It's fine.
I don't have anything important to go to right now. It's my job.
Where was it?
Come
tell
on.
Us.
I don't want to. I don't want to get him in trouble.
Do you want me to tell you?
You know where I got gas this morning? That's weird. Where?
At the 7-Eleven on MacArthur.
Yeah, you know me well.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday morning, 6 to 10 on Cruise.